producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, folks, you got to call and then you got to hang on the line for a bit. And I know it's a little irritating, but that's the best way for me to get to. All right, so Dee, call me back. And Scott, let me just, I don't know what happened. Maybe you and Charlie decided to go out and get some lunch. But let me continue with the discussion that, because Scott is asking about a number of different things. Let me deal with the most straightforward at the beginning, which is the difference between bipolarity and passive-aggressive behavior, which essentially don't have much of an overlap, except that a lot of people view depression as an anger turned inward. And but with passive-aggressive behavior, it's not viewed as a pathological condition. It's just viewed as kind of a nasty way of behaving. It's viewed, I suppose, as neurotic rather than psychotic. Whereas bipolarity is viewed as a psychotic, as a mood disorder. With passive-aggressive behavior, what you do is sort of, if you're the passive-aggressive person, you know, I'm not sure why you change your behavior, but if you're dealing with somebody who's passive-aggressive, the way to deal with them is just take them at face value. Be stupid and cheerful. That passive-aggressive behavior counts on making you feel guilty. In other words, you're doing the heavy lifting. If you're not willing to do the heavy lifting, passive-aggressive behavior breaks down. If I say, that's okay, you take the light bulb, I'll stay in the dark, instead of saying, oh, no, you take the light bulb, which is exactly what the passive-aggressive person is aiming for. If you say, all right, you take the light bulb, I'll stay in the dark, say, okay, great, thanks, I really like the light bulb, which forces them to either, I mean, it's stupid and cheerful. It's taking people at face value without doing the heavy lifting. If you're passive-aggressive, it's a manipulative kind of behavior, but if it works, I'm not going to be able to talk you out of it. Bipolarity, as I said, is an uncomfortable situation because not only because the depressive part can be life-threatening as well as life-ruining, but to feel like you can't trust when you're happy seems to me truly tragic. It's one thing to say, well, you know, I'm unhappy and I don't know why. Is not very comfortable, but thinking, I'm happy and I don't know why. Ugh! That means you can't trust your own happiness. That would seem to me to be really scary. And the traditional treatment for depression in general is medication, talk therapy, and exercise. And because bipolarity is a subset of depression, that essentially you're usually talking about medication. It has to be the right medication because the medication for classic depression will not work and, in fact, can make the mania part much worse. And so you can get into a really agitated, not only depression, but anxiety. So it needs to be correctly diagnosed. It needs to be treated at least initially pharmacologically plus therapy. Plus exercise. So, and again, you don't treat that because passive aggressive behavior is not considered anything except manipulative. There's no reason to treat it. Therapy might help you understand what you're angry about and different ways of behaving. But passive aggressive behavior are people who usually don't seek therapy. It's the people around them who get fed up. And if people are fed up with you, then if it's making you uncomfortable enough, you may seek some therapy just because people are fed up with you and you don't have any friends and you just soon have some friends. All right, so that's the differentiation. As I said, the only overlap I would see is the angry part, but it's kind of a stretch to be quite honest. So they're not the same. They're not treated the same. They're different levels of severity. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, how do you, Scott, as opposed to Charlie. Probably could figure out what is making you unhappy in your life, what is not working, because that's where you're going to get some help. It's not because you're driving Scott nuts, but because your life isn't working for you. You look at your life and say, this is the life I've got, and it's not working for me, and that's why you'll get some help. Certainly, self-medicating through drugs and or alcohol is going to give you a short-term relief and long-term hangover, liver problems, and it doesn't in any way solve the core problem and can exacerbate it. All right, so Scott, from your point of view, what do you do with a friend who's saying help? And the first thing you do is understand your limitations here, that yes, you have been a drug addict, and yes, you're clean and sober, and good for you. But your experience doesn't necessarily translate into being able to be helpful to Charlie. So the first thing I think that all of us need to do when somebody asks for help is acknowledge our strengths and our weaknesses and say, Charlie, I'm your friend. I will hold your hand through this, but I'm not a therapist. And the fact that I've been through this means I can be sympathetic. But what works for me may or may not work for you, number one. And let me just also add, Scott, because I am a therapist, and I won't deal with my friends on this kind of level just because the friendship is much more important to me than being a therapist. Not to mention, they won't pay any attention to me. That friendship, if I say to you, Scott, listen, I think you put on a little extra weight, which I would not say. But if I say that, you can say, Joy, bug off. You know, it's mind your own business. You know, my weight is my problem. As opposed to if I'm your dietitian or your therapist or your physician and I say, Scott, this extra weight is going to predispose you to diabetes. It's going to make your knee problem harder, and it's going to make dating much more difficult for you. You're going to listen in a completely different way. So you can be Charlie's friend. You can be his supporter, but you can't be his therapist. As you point out, you can't be his sponsor. You can't be his guru. So what I would do is say, you know, tell me what I can do to help you, as opposed to falling into the trap. Because it sounds to me that the Charlie may be a little bit manipulative, which I suppose all drug addicts are to a certain extent. And what you need to do is not fall into the trap. And there's a certain seduction to it because he's asking you, he's saying, look, you can do this and I can't. And there's always the combination of a little bit of arrogance and a little bit of kindness that are mixed in together of, well, this is my friend and I want to help. And also, well, I know how to do it and he doesn't. But beware of that, though, because they will not serve you or Charlie or the friendship very well. Okay, 855-993-7569. And it turns out that psychotropic medication are the most prescribed medications in America right now. I think second only to Viagra. And that may have changed because Viagra sort of, every college kid in America was using Viagra at one point, completely unnecessarily. But yeah, what can I tell you? All righty. So what we were talking about before, and Dee wanted to talk about a daughter, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she said her daughter was dealing with menopause and was having some trouble with the meds, actually.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice, feel free to call back in, Dee, if you get a chance.
And folks, look, one of the things you can do if you'd like is when we tell you that, there are a couple people ahead of you, so it may be a while. One of the things we can do is we can take your phone number. We promise we're not going to put it up on a men's room wall any place. We're not going to put it up in the bus station. And we'll call you back when we're very close to a break or something of that sort, so you don't have to be on hold. Okay? 855-993-7569. So, okay. I would have loved to talk with Charlie. But, I mean, look, think about it. And, Scott, this is something for you to think about. That Charlie's there. It's his problem. And he has you call. Think about that for a moment. That you take responsibility for Charlie's behavior. You need to resist that. Okay, because it won't do any good. He'll get mad at you. And in the long run, it'll damage the friendship because you're just going to get fed up. And understandably so. So Charlie's a little manipulative. And manipulative doesn't necessarily mean bad per se. It's just most of us are not crazy about being manipulated. And at some point, we're just going to say, okay, I'm not playing anymore. At which point, you lose a friend. And you haven't moved the problem anywhere near a solution. Alrighty, so let's look at, we got a little bit distracted, which is fine. Actually, the word distraction is probably the wrong term because the focus is always a little bit movable here. Alright, 855-993-7569. Although what I do want you to focus on is Joy Germ Day. You know, spread a little contagious giggles. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Rather than start talking about prescription drugs, which, I mean, it's going to be an ongoing discussion just because there's so much information about it. Mm-hmm. I thought I would do my part on the joy germ today. And, I mean, this is one of those stories that is you couldn't make up. But in some ways, it's really sad, but in some ways, it's part of Joy Germ Day. All right.
All right.
So we've got a 25-year-old whose name I will not share with you because he's – we'll call him – we'll call him Junior.
There you go.
He's 25-year-old. proposed to a 20-year-old at a Walmart in front of employees, okay, who congratulated them December 30th. Later that same night, the couple was accused of shoplifting in a nearby store, taking items including an edible thong and a sex toy, and were taken into police custody. Junior told him he stole the items for his fiancée. Investigators checking out a story confirmed that Junior had bought an engagement ring at Walmart for $29.62. Junior then asked an employee to read a proposal note over the store's loudspeaker asking for his girlfriend's hand in marriage. Oh, that's mean. That's mean. Dueling banjos, yeah.
That's all I could think of, Joy.
These are dueling. Wait, it gets worse.
Yeah, oh boy.
All right, the surveillance footage from the store captured the event, which shows the couple surrounded by a group of applauding shoppers. When he decided to do it on the cheap, After their big engagement, the couple made their way to the Bay City Mall, which employs a Spencer's gift store, which suspected them of shoplifting and called the cops. Officers responded to the scene and first made contact with her. She denied stealing anything, but police say she had a pair of gold earrings and a silver necklace with a star pendant that was taken from Walmart. Thank you. All right, there we go. Way it gets better. Officers found Junior sleeping in the mall's food court. Upon searching him, the police found a watch, the aforementioned edible thong, a sex toy, panties, and sex candy. I don't even know. Do you know, even know what sex candy
is? I have no idea.
I guess I it's candy made in the shape of the obvious.
I would guess.
Oh, you know, and were taken from Spencer's. These items are valued around $80, which isn't a whole lot unless you figure out it's three times what you paid for the engagement ring. The couple was taken back to the police station, where she admitted to police that the items she had stolen...
Maybe that's more appropriate.
There we go. But she insisted she wasn't responsible, diming Junior, her brand new fiancé. Wasn't me, it was him. He was arraigned on misdemeanor charge of third-degree retail fraud and was released on a personal reconnaissance bond. She posted bond before she could be arraigned on any charges, including larceny. And the point being that we know exactly what to get them on their bridal registry. Either bail money or a gift certificate for sex toys.
There you go. They're an easy couple to buy for. That's
I think that's so. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about it at all. This is a couple that you worry about a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe a lot.
Yeah, maybe a lot.
All right, and we already mentioned maybe they should buy a Powerball jackpot, right? $800 million.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, at that point, you're almost
$800 million. Yeah, almost a billion.
You know what? What if they don't? You know, if nobody wins on Saturday, I would imagine it will go over $1 billion. That's some.
Well, and it might go over that just because, as you know, I mean, for me, when it's only $300,000, I figure chump change.
Right. Oh, yeah,
why am I going to do that? And of course, your odds don't go. I mean, people. I've seen people buy like $30.
Right, and it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't change your odds.
Yeah.
So I should, you know, I should maybe do. I mean, so do, where in all states do they have a Powerball? I suppose I should.
You know, I think it's in certain states, but I think it's most of the states in the nation now have Powerball.
Yeah.
They do in New York, don't they? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
right,
New Jersey, I know at least in New Jersey when they first started doing the Powerball, and this was a while ago, and New York did not have it, and I went on the air because I thought, well, gee, you know, I think the first time it hit $100 million or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, sure.
And I thought, well, you know, I need to get in on this. So, and I thought, well, wait a minute. I have a nationally syndicated talk show.
Right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I know how to do this. So I said, look, here's the deal. I think it was in Pennsylvania. I think it was a Pennsylvania lottery was the first to hit 100 or something that I had any access to. So I said, okay, folks, if somebody will buy me a ticket, if I win, I'll split it with you, and I'll send you the, you know, I'll send you the dollar. And a guy called up. And he said, if you win, are you going to stop working? And I said, oh, of course not. I mean, you know, what does one have to do with the other?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Right,
no,
exactly.
So he bought a ticket, but we didn't win. So I didn't win.
Yeah.
All right. And we have new guidelines out because the unemployment rate is going down. The economy is doing well, and we're getting fatter and fatter. They're trying to convince us to cut sugar and saturated fat to less than 10% of daily calories.
Probably right. A good idea.
Yeah, yep. Not a bad idea at all. Yep. Although, you know, I was grocery shopping the other day, and let me tell you, the issue, as far as I'm concerned, isn't calories or fat, although that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at the salt?
Exactly. Yes.
Because when they cut calories, it's and especially scary. When they cut fat, I mean,
they
what
add
was
salt? Yep.
I was going to get because. For a Super Bowl, some people want to come to my house for the Golden Globe or Super Bowl.
Oh,
or
something. Sure.
I thought, well, I'll just get some pizzas
good
stuff on top of them. Like, the pizzas have 33% of your daily intake
of
salt.
Right, right.
And the daily intake of salt is much higher than it should be anyway.
Yep,
so in
yep.
one pizza, you're getting a third of... In any slice of what you're supposed to eat for the entire day, and what you're supposed to eat for the entire day
is
double or triple what I would do with anyway.
Very scary, and people don't realize how dangerous that potentially actually is.
Well, you're talking about hypertension,
seriously.
And which heart disease, stroke. So the issue about fat, I think most people are aware of. The issue about calories, and it's a simple number,
mm-hmm.
but the issue about salt,
sodium,
and nobody seems to be talking about that.
Yep. I've noticed the same thing. If you buy the foods that are supposedly low fat or fat free, they make up for it with the sodium.
Salt.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's dangerous. And between sugar and salt, I think salt is much more dangerous than sugar. I mean, you don't want either of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really scary. And I mean, looking at I talked to the guy at the store because I mean the pizza which. I mean, it looked like a perfectly good pizza, and it didn't have any meat on it, so you can't sort of blame it on the pepperoni.
Sure.
And I said, do you have any stuff that has less salt? And we found one. Some of them, the highest, I think, was like almost 40% of your daily intake.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's in one meal, presumably one slice.
One serving.
One serving, which may, in fact, have been two slices, but I'm not even sure about that.
Sure.
The lowest we could find, and I went through probably, I mean, because they have a lot of frozen pizza at the grocery store, at this particular one, they probably had like 30 at least.
Sure.
The lowest I could find was 16%, which is half, but that's still a lot of salt.
And, you know, when you're having a pizza with friends, too, how many people just have one serving? A lot of times people will eat extra in that case. You know?
Yeah. And I was going to put things like, you know, all sorts of good stuff on the top of it, but still, once you've got that amount of salt, you're nailed. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, it's that time of the month, or actually that time of the week, where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which is looking at a problem that affects an awful lot of people. And it's not. And documentaries, I think, are what are attacking those problems these days. And a lot of documentaries make you want to set your hair on fire. This particular one, or anybody that comes on my program, has got to present a problem that concerns all of us, a major problem, and a solution. And so today, my guests are Muffy Meyer, who is a documentary filmmaker, and Valentin Fuster, MD, PhD, who's physician-in-chief of the Mount Sinai Hospital. And together, also with Dr. Sklaroff, they've done a terrific documentary, as far as I'm concerned, called Making Rounds. And one of the reasons I'm so interested in it, as you listeners know, I went to medical school. Muffy, tell me what you view as the what attracted you to this project. And then we'll get Dr. Fuster to talk about the state of medicine, because I think that's really what the documentary is about, specifically cardiology, which, you know, people worry a lot about cancer and whatever, but heart disease is what's going to get most of us. So it's a huge issue. So, Muffy, first of all, how did you get attracted to the project?
Well, I've been interested in medical issues for a long time and had done a film previously about it, and I was just completely fascinated. It took me personally four doctors before I got someone who I felt actually listened to me and examined me and knew who I was. So, you know, on both a personal and professional level, it was a topic that interested me.
All right. And so how did you find Dr. Fuster?
Dr. Sklaroff and Dr. Fuster have done rounds together for the last 15 years, and actually Dr. Sklaroff, through a producer that I've worked with, was a patient of Dr. Sklaroff, put us all together.
I went to medical school, I guess it's been about 25 years ago now, and I talk about it on the air all the time, about the first clinic I was at, the attending was this kind of Abraham Lincoln-esque figure, and he said to all of us, never sit behind your desk when a patient comes in. Go and shake their hands, because you can find out from the temperature of their skin, the texture of their skin, the color of their eyes, you can find their breath, you can find out all these things. So I was not aware that rounds had sort of dropped off the face of the earth in terms of medical practice. When did that happen?
Well, I think this, with the evolution of technology, the young people feel more and more attracted towards looking at numbers than just talking to the patient. And this is something that we try to address in this documentary, and that is, we believe, strongly believe, that per square of an eye, that 90% of what you need to know about the patient is by just talking to the patient and examining the patient properly. And all the rest is technology that we use to become more accurate. And this is basically what the documentary is about. In a type of patient that is not easy, is the patient with an acute problem, because this was filmed in the acute coronary care unit. So the number of cases being presented really display what the anxieties and fears of the patients have that are not really answered by a computer. And basically what we try to show is that we have to take care of that aspect very critically before we go into numbers in technology.
All right, let me ask you, I think, the major question here, which is time. I would guess that if you talked with a bunch of physicians who'd been in practice for a while, what they would complain about is they just don't have the time to do that. So how would you answer that?
Excuse me, I am very busy, and I have the time to do it.
Not a bad answer. Well, it sounds to me, I mean, that you can do things either quickly or you can do them well. And
No, excuse me. If we just a moment. If we take care of patients, I think it's a responsibility. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of what is your priority.
Yeah.
And you know, frankly, you see more equal number of patients or more patients than anybody around here. And I have academic positions and administrative positions. But to me, the patient is something very special. You just, if you don't feel so, don't be a doctor. Do something else.
You know, when I was watching the documentary, what I kept thinking was, I want him to be my doctor, because you seemed genuinely interested in a person, not so much a diagnosis, although obviously you need a diagnosis, but the person that you seemed interested and kind and caring and willing to talk with them and not scold them, even though there was one woman who was completely uncompliant. But I thought you were firm with her, but you didn't embarrass her. You didn't make her feel that this was her fault. So how do we instill that? In, because, you know, what I was struck by, which may be a little unfair, is that the students were unusually superficial, the ones following you. And I realize that they're students. But again, when I was in medical school and we had to present a patient, we had to present not only the kind of the stuff that was in the chart, but we had to present a differential diagnosis. We had to say, okay, based on what I found from the chart, what I found talking to the patient, this is what I think in order may be going on here. And we were quite often deadly wrong, but at least we had to come up with some kind of diagnosis. It didn't seem to me that the students following along were prepared to do that particularly.
Well, I think it has been a cultural change, and we have to accept it. But I want to make a point about diagnosis. I think we get much closer to the real diagnosis by the method that you saw in the documentary, the justice and begin by punching numbers here and there. And I think the reason why these rounds that we make with Dr. Sperov are so popular, you have to understand, everybody wants to be part of that month that we make rounds, is because they realize that we are not missing diagnosis, otherwise they would not come there. I think what they see is we reach the diagnosis through a different pathway, which is beginning to understand the individual, the patient. Let me give you an example of a problem. Patients come to this unit and they are discharged very rapidly. They go home. Do you know it's as important to receive the patient properly? It's more important, I would say, when you transfer the patient, when the patient goes home, who's going to follow this patient?
Yeah.
That you know is compliant or is not compliant. He's going to see the doctor, he's not going to see the doctor. So there's a lot going on here that is for the best of the patient and certainly to be much more accurate in the diagnosis. We just have to deal with the patient. This is number one. When the patient comes in and when the patient goes out.
Dr. Fritz,
that's absolutely true, and I'll add one other thing to that that I noticed was that you and Dr. Sklaroff cared about the person's life, and you know, and that's terribly important. If you think about it, imagine someone who comes in with some problem, and they and another doctor says, well, you have tingling in your feet. Well, that's just sort of minor. But if that person, if you find out that that person, for example, is a ballet dancer, it's very important.
Yeah.
So you do need, it's not just their body. And Dr. Pfister makes this point over and over again to the students, is it's not just the body of the person, it's their life. You have to know the whole person. You have to know the whole person.
Yeah, I think it was the issue, is it's not the illness, it's not even the diagnosis, it's not the organ system, it's the individual. That, and once you start seeing a pathology or an organ system or a disease, it's very easy to lose sight of the human being. Dr. Pfister, do you think you're unusual as a physician?
Well, I am unusual by the training I had.
In what way?
Well, I finished medical school in Spain, and then my full training was in the United Kingdom, where in fact, at that time, technology was not part of it. So you had to really, and I did it purposely. I had a fantastic mentor that told me, rather than going to a technological country or institution, just go to the UK and learn to do with your hands and with your listening, and to learn what the real clinical medicine is. Those 3 years were absolutely critical. Then I ended up at the Mayo Clinic for 12 years, which is a fantastic institution from the clinical point of view and from the technological point of view. So there I was able to get the technology adjusted to the clinical aspects that we are discussing today. So I don't think I am special, but certainly I was lucky to have one of the best trainings anybody can have.
Well, if I listen to you carefully, it seems to me that if you were in charge of medical school curriculum, you would keep technology away from medical students till they learned how to be caring physicians, and then add the technology as a tool.
Well, it's interesting because I'm just going tomorrow to the United Nations to talk about the projects that we have. And I will tell you what are necessary. And actually, one of the projects I'm going to be talking about is we are now dealing with 1,000 families in Harlem in which we are trying to promote health. And we do this through understanding the people, how we motivate their behaviors, but at the same time, we use genetics of the saliva of the children. We use the imaging with intravascular ultrasound to see the coronary arteries of their parents. And what I'm really saying to you, no, we have to marry both of them, but we have to start with the mind of the individual. Then we get into the issue of what may be wrong in addition to the aspects that really come from our emotions.
All right, let me stop you for just a minute because we need to take a quick break here and we come back and pick up on saliva. I love that idea. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My guests today are Muffy Myers, who's done a documentary called Making Rounds, and Dr. Valentin Fuster, who is he's my hero as a doctor in that he and his colleague, Dr. Sklaroff, do rounds and by visiting the patients. And they have like little ducks following along behind them, medical students, who are hopefully learning to be better doctors by focusing on the patient. You were mentioning, Dr. Fuster, that you're going to the UN and talking about world health in terms of keeping people healthy as opposed to only treating disease. Pick that up, that line up again, yeah. Because I thought it was interesting.
This is a significant movement in medicine today. We used to go from birth to aging, from health to disease. We have now realized that economic economically, this is becoming unfeasible. We have to really promote health and go earlier and earlier. And we have a project that really tells you what we are talking about here is the integration of behavior and technology. And this is a project that we are carrying out in about 1,000 families in Harlem. And this project is sponsored by the American Heart Association. And with the children, you know, I work with Sesame Street. You know the program.
Absolutely.
And the children, we learn that between 3 and 6 is when we develop our behavior. So we are really using that window of opportunity to tell them over 70 hours in 6 months what health is all about. And they become all motivated. And in the parents, which are between age 20 and 30, of course, at that age, we also make them to participate on a number of behavioral tools. One of them is group therapy, like Alcohol Anonymous. And what we are doing in this project, which is the project we call The Family, technology is very involved. For example, on the children is to look at the saliva from the genetic point of view. As these children are instructed on health as a priority, are their genetic approach to real life going to change favorably? And in the adults, in the parents, we are looking at the arteries also technologically. Are they already developing the disease and they don't know yet? So it's an example that we have to use both behavioral approaches as well as technology. What I was trying to say, and this is clear in the documentary, we have to start understanding the individual as an individual. Then we can get into the technology. But not the other way around.
One of the statements that you made, which I found both alarming and illuminating, was if you have an expensive piece of equipment in your office, you're much more likely to use it than if you don't. Which is, I mean, I suppose just from an economic standpoint, you have to offset the cost of it. But that seemed to me an alarming kind of thought, of that you're more bound as a physician to technology if you've had to buy the equipment. Is there any way to offset that?
No, but I agree with you. But I think you need both, though.
Yeah.
What I think we have to do is to educate the young people who will be the physicians of the future of the importance of the relationship between the patient and the physician. That's what we have to do, is an educational process to say, let's eliminate the technology. It will be going against everything.
Yeah, but no, I agree with you. I think that to not be able to, for example, use a CAT scan, or not be able to use, I mean, something, an EKG, or not be able to
you
use...
You have to be able to.
Of course. I mean, it'd be going back to the Middle Ages. Right, look, let me ask both of you. I want to ask both of you two questions. How do you find a good doctor, and how do you be an informed patient? Muffy, let me start with you. How do you find a good doctor? How do we find a Dr. Fuster who is going to be a humanist as well as a physician? And how do you be a good patient?
I think the way to find a good doctor is simply trial and error. I don't know any other way, is to ask your friends, et cetera, et cetera. But then use your, you know, most of us have pretty good instincts about these things, and see if you feel like they listen to you and understand you, that kind of thing. It's pretty, you know,
there was
and as I say, it took me four tries to get one. And how do you be a good patient? You have to
band. bring your own band with you, and
it's not turning off either. Sorry. how do you be a good patient is basically to do your research and follow what your doctor tells you, and also to come in prepared, to come in with your questions. A doctor once told me that a lot of patients wait and ask their most important question as they're leaving, as they've got their hand on the door to go. So bring in your questions and your complaints and prioritize them. I think that's important.
You know, there was an interesting study that came out of Boston, I think about 20 years ago, that said that they did a study at Boston Lying In, which was a huge hospital for women, and they looked at morbidity and mortality, and they found that the only difference, even when they looked at race or economics or education, was doctors who listened to their women patients who said there's something wrong, save them, and doctors who didn't. So it just, I think that whole notion that doctors have to listen to patients, but patients have to be prepared to be prepared. Dr. Fuster, what would you say? How do you find a good doctor,
well,
and what makes a good doctor?
I will, I will tell you, the first thing I do when I see a patient, I put myself inside the patient, if I were the patient. This is critical. And the first thing that you realize is that the doctor that is in front of you, you need to have the feeling that you are the most important thing in the life of that doctor during that time. That, to me, is the key. And that is to concentrate and to really feel that doctor, you are important. The most important thing for that doctor. This is critical. And this is what you said, is trial and error. You might start being a doctor which doesn't listen to you. You might try others, or some friends can tell you who is the right doctor to go, who will listen to you. This is absolutely critical. In terms of the patient, frankly, I wouldn't tell the patient to be prepared for anything. My view, I drive the questionnaire, and the patients have to be very spontaneous. These patients who come with a list of 70 things to ask the doctor is a problem, because they probably are not the right questions.
Yeah.
And the questions, the doctor has to abstract what is important for that patient. And that particular patient probably is a patient who has a neurotic state and can come with thousands of questions, when in fact the issue is completely different. So I don't expect the patients to come with all the questions prepared. I am the one who has to search for.
Are they allowed to come in with a list of symptoms or concerns or not?
Very common. And actually, the first thing I tell them, keep the list in your pocket.
You know, I'm a therapist, and I'll have clients who come in and talk about the weather and their pet for 50 minutes, and 2 minutes before the hour's up, they'll say, oh, and I'm suicidal. And I'm thinking, yikes. Yeah. Well, I think you guys have been a wonderful interview. It's a terrific documentary. It made me, believe it or not, a bit nostalgic for medical school, which is not easy. Medical school is not that much fun. So go see Making Rounds. It's a film by Muffy Meyer, and makes you definitely want to go and find a Dr. Fuster of your very own. So, guys, any parting thoughts about health in the world these days that we should take to heart?
No, I think my only comment is that you people in the media are probably the most important pathways for education. So I think I would thank you very much. I think this is great, and continue to do good, because you people have a tremendous impact.
Well, thank you. Usually people are mad at us, so thank you very much. It was a pleasure to see the documentary Making Rounds, and a pleasure to talk with both of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.